This is the Sakar Merli of the 13th of September, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you are the Salvation Army who will salvage all souls from their karmic bondages. You must not become trapped in karmic bondages. Question. What should you souls continue to practice so that you become very powerful? Answer. Whenever you have time, practice becoming detached from your bodies. By becoming detached, you souls will regain power and become filled with strength. You are the underground military and give the direction. Attention, please. That is, stay in remembrance of the One Father and become bodiless. Om Shanti. The Father has explained the meaning of Om Shanti very clearly. Wherever the military are standing, they are told attention, and their attention means silence. Here too, the Father says to you, attention. This means stay in remembrance of the One Father. You speak with your mouths, but you should otherwise really be beyond speaking. Attention, are you remembering the Father? You received the Father's direction or Srimat. You have recognized the souls and also recognized the Father. Without remembering the Father, you cannot become the conquerors of sin, that is, pure and Satyabhrutan. This is the main thing. The Father says, sweetest beloved children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. All of these things refer to this time, but people have taken them to another time. They are the military and you are also the military. There is an underground military too. They remain hidden. You too are underground. You also remain hidden. That is, you remain absorbed in having remembrance of the Father. This is called underground. No one can recognize you because you are incognito. Your pilgrimage of remembrance is incognito. The Father simply says, remember me, because he knows that it is by having remembrance that you poor, helpless children will benefit. You would be called poor, helpless ones. There are no poor, helpless people in heaven. Those who remain trapped by some bondage are said to be poor, helpless ones. Only you understand this. The Father has explained, you are also called lighthouses. The Father too is called the lighthouse. The Father repeatedly explains to you, keep the land of peace in one eye and the land of happiness in the other eye. You are like lighthouses. Whilst walking, sitting and moving around, simply remain light. Continue to show everyone the path to the land of peace and the land of happiness. Everyone's boat has become stuck in this land of sorrow, and this is why they say, O boatman, take my boat across. Everyone's boat is trapped. So who will salvage them? That is not a Salvation Army. They have simply been given that name. In fact, it is you who are the Salvation Army, and it is you who salvage everyone. All are trapped by the chains of the five vices. This is why they say, liberate us, salvage us. The Father says you will be able to go across with this pilgrimage of remembrance. At present, all are trapped. father is also called the master of the garden. All of this refers to the present time. You have to become flowers. At this time, all are thorns because they are violent. You now have to become non-violent. You have to become pure. Only pure souls come to establish a religion. They cannot be impure. When souls first come, because they are pure, neither the souls nor their bodies can receive sorrow, as they have not accumulated any sin. When we are pure, there are no sins committed, and so others don't commit sin either. You have to think about everything. Souls come down from up there to establish a religion. Their dynasty then continues. There is also the dynasty of the Sikh religion. Sannyasis do not have a dynasty. They do not become kings. In the Sikh religion, they have Maharajas, etc. And so, when they come to establish a religion, that is a new soul that comes. Christ came and established the Christian religion. Buddha established the Buddhist religion. And Abraham established the Islam religion. All of their religions are named after the founder. The name of the religion and the name of the founder sound similar. The name of the deity religion is not like that. Only the incorporeal father comes and establishes the deity religion. He is not a bodily being. All the other founders of religions have bodily names, whereas that one is not a bodily being. A dynasty continues in the new world. So the father says, children, definitely consider yourselves to be a spiritual military. When the commanders, etc. of that military come and say, attention, everyone quickly stands to attention. Those people would either remember their own gurus or remain silent. However, that is false silence. You know that we are souls and that our original religion is peace. So then whom should we remember? You now receive this knowledge. By staying in remembrance with this knowledge, your sins are cut away. No one else has this knowledge. People don't understand that they are souls, embodiments of peace, and that they have to sit while detached from their bodies. Here, you receive the strength with which you can consider yourselves to be souls and sit in remembrance of the Father. The Father explains how you have to consider yourselves to be souls and sit while detached. You souls know that you now have to go back home. We are residents of that place. We forgot our home for so many days. No others understand that they have to go back home. Impure souls cannot go back, nor do they have anyone to explain to them whom they should remember. The Father says you just have to remember the One. What benefit is there in remembering anyone else? For instance, people on the path of devotion continue to say, Shiva, Shiva, but none of them know what would happen by doing that. No one knows that by remembering Shiva, their sins will be cut away. Of course you will hear that sound. There will be the sound, but there will be no benefit in any of those things. Baba has had experience of all of those gurus. The Father said, O Arjuna, renounce all of them. You have found the Satguru, and so there is no need for any of them. The Satguru takes you across. The Father says, I take you beyond the devilish world. You have to go across the ocean of poison. All of those things have to be explained. A boatman is one who steers a boat, but he has been given this name as an explanation for you. He is called Praneshwar Baba, that is, Baba who gives the donation of the breath of life. He makes you immortal. Each soul is said to be a life force. When a soul leaves a body, they say that the life force has left, and they don't allow the body to be kept. When a soul is in a body, the body is healthy. Without the soul, the body begins to smell. So what would you do by keeping it? Animals would not do that. It is only monkeys who, even if their baby dies, would still not let go of that corpse, even though it begins to smell. They would just hold on to it. Those are animals, whereas you are human beings. As soon as a soul leaves a body, they would say, take it away quickly. People would say that the soul has gone to heaven. When they take a corpse away, they put the feet first towards the crematorium. Then, before they go inside and carry out the worshipping, they turn the corpse around so that the face is towards the crematorium, because they think that that soul is now going to heaven. You have shown that image of Sri Krishna accurately. He is kicking hell away. This is not the body of Sri Krishna. His name and form all change. The Father explains so many things and then says, Man, man above. When you come and sit here, pay attention. Let your intellects be connected to the Father. This attention of yours is forever. For as long as you live, you have to remember the Father. It is only by having remembrance that your sins of many births will be cut away. If you don't have remembrance, your sins will not be cut away. You have to remember the Father. Never close your eyes when sitting in remembrance. Sannyasis sit with their eyes closed. Some of them won't even look at a woman's face. They sit with a bandage over their eyes. When you sit here, you should spin the discus of self-realization of the Creator and the beginning, middle, and the end of creation. You are lighthouses. This is a land of sorrow. In one eye you have this land of sorrow, and in the other eye you have that land of happiness. Whilst walking and moving around, each of you should consider yourself to be a lighthouse. Baba explains to you with different examples. You also look after yourself. By becoming a lighthouse, you benefit yourself. You definitely have to remember the Father. When you meet people in the street, you have to explain to them. You also meet many who know you. Those people simply say, Rama, Rama, to one another. Tell them, do you know that this is a land of sorrow, and that those are the land of peace and the land of happiness? Do you want to go to the land of peace and the land of happiness? It is very easy to explain these three pictures to anyone. They give you signals. A lighthouse also gives signals. This is the boat that is stuck in the jail of Ravan. Human beings cannot salvage human beings. All of those are artificial, limited matters, whereas this is an unlimited matter. That is not the social service of society. In fact, this is real service. Everyone's boat has to be taken across. Your intellects ask, how can we serve human beings? First of all, tell them, you adopt gurus in order to go to the land of liberation and attain the Father. However, you cannot attain anyone. Only the Father shows you the way to attain him. Those people think that they can attain God by studying the scriptures, etc., that by living in that hope, they will eventually attain God in one form or another. The Father has explained everything to you about when you can attain him. You have shown this in the pictures. You have to remember the One. All the founders of the religion also give a signal in that way. This is because you gave these teachings, and so they too give a signal in the same way. Chant the name of the Lord. That, Father, is the Satguru. Otherwise, there are many who give all types of teachings. They are called gurus. No one knows the teachings of how to become bodiless. You would say, remember Shiv Baba. When those people go to a Shiva temple, they have the habit of always saying Baba to Shiva. They don't call anyone else Baba. However, they are not incorporeal. They are bodily beings. Shiva is incorporeal, the true Baba. He is everyone's Baba. All souls are bodiless. When you children sit here, sit in this awareness. You know how you were trapped. Baba has now come and shown you the path. All others are still trapped and do not become free. Everyone will experience punishment and then be liberated. Baba continues to explain to some children, you have to receive a little reward even after experiencing punishment. Those who receive a lot of punishment destroy their status and then receive a little reward. If you receive little punishment, you will receive a good reward. This is a forest of thorns. Everyone continues to prick one another like thorns. Heaven is called the Garden of Allah. Christians too say that paradise existed at some time. Visions can be had of that. It is possible that someone would be from this religion, and so he would come back to his religion. However, what does it matter if someone just sees something? No one can go there just by seeing it, not unless they recognize the Father and take this knowledge. Not everyone can go there. There are very few deities there. There are now so many Hindus, but they were originally deities. However, those were pure and these are impure. It would not seem right to call impure ones deities. This is the only religion of which you can say the religion is corrupt and their actions are also corrupt. They call it the original eternal Hindu religion. They don't even have a column showing the deity religion on the census forms. The Father is the most beloved of us children, and he makes us something from nothing. You can explain how the Father comes. Since even the deities do not set foot in the Tamopratam world, how could the Father come? The Father is incorporeal, and he doesn't have feet of his own, and this is why he enters this one. You children are now sitting in the godly world, whereas all the others are in the devilish world. This confluence age is very short. You now understand that you are neither in the deity world nor in the devilish world. We are in the godly world. The Father has come to take us back home. The Father says, "That is my home. I leave my home and come here for your sake." When Bharat becomes the land of happiness, I do not go there. I do not become the master of the world. You become that. I am the master of Brahmand. All go back to Brahmand. Even now they are sitting there as masters. Those who still have to come down will come down here, but they will not become the masters of the world. Baba explains a great deal. Some students are very good and so they claim a scholarship. It is a wonder that when they come here, they say that they will become pure, and then when they go back, they become impure. Do not bring such weak ones here. It is the duty of Brahmin teachers to find out about them before bringing them here. You know that it is souls that adopt bodies and play their parts. They have received imperishable parts. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Become a lighthouse and show everyone the way to the land of peace and the land of happiness. Do the service of removing everyone's boat from the land of sorrow. Also benefit yourself. 2. Remain stable in your peaceful form and practice becoming detached from your body. Sit in remembrance with your eyes open. Remember the Creator and creation with your intellect. Blessing. May you be completely pure and your thoughts be those of a pure embodiment of knowledge and an embodiment of power. In order to become equal to the Father, make your foundation of purity strong. To make a vow of celibacy as a foundation is a common thing, so do not be happy with just that. Underline even more that you must have that purity in your vision and attitude. Together with that, let your thoughts be those of a pure embodiment of knowledge and an embodiment of power. There is still a lot of weakness in your thoughts. Finish all of that weakness, and you will then be said to be a completely pure soul. Slogan: have mercy and good wishes for everyone you see, and you will not have a trace of arrogance or feeling of being insulted. Om Shanti.